Good morning. My guest this morning is Kim Mazuka from 10,000 Degrees. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Roland. Very nice to be here. Thank you.
Nice to have you. Tell us what 10,000 Degrees is, other than something I can't pronounce.
Yeah. So, 10,000 Degrees is something that's very near and dear to my heart. It is a leading college success organization here in California. Our work focuses solely on supporting students who are coming from low-income backgrounds to be able to get to and through college. One of the unique features of our model is that we provide a full comprehensive wraparound support program so that all of our students are receiving the college and financial aid counseling, the mentoring, college matching, scholarships, and all the financial aid management that it takes to really support students through their college success journey. We start most of our work in our high schools and follow them all the way through college graduation.
I understand that California is short of college graduates, in large part because of the amount of money it costs to get through a whole college program.
Well, yes, that is one of the issues. We in this country are actually short of college graduates,
right.
And in California especially. So our work is about supporting as many students as we possibly can to get through college and then to also help them think about what's next. So we are also in the midst of launching something very exciting, which is our new corporate partnership program. And that is we will be working with various businesses and corporations because we provide an amazing talent pipeline of college graduates with the 21st century skills who also reflect the customers, the clients, the patients of industries across California and especially here in the North Bay, which is so incredibly important to the rebuilding of the North Bay, especially given the devastating fires experienced a year ago.
So this is November 1st. At the Green Music Center.
Yes. November 1st, we are holding our inaugural Changemakers Dinner, and we will be honoring two of our great changemakers. And the reason for this, Roland, is we want to be able to recognize that there's so much that goes into making our work possible. And if we just take a look at over this past year what happened in Sonoma County, the harnessing of compassion and love and support and investment. So we want to honor our change makers who've really have supported our work and our students, and to also honor and celebrate the new generation of change makers,
great,
our students and our alumni. And so we're honoring Dr. Judy Sakaki, who's just an incredible change maker, and one of our own alums, who's also an alumna of Sonoma State University, Denya Candela. She is a graduate of Sonoma Valley High School, graduate of Sonoma State University, and she just brings an incredible story and is an awesome role model for other younger students.
How long has this program been in effect?
Yes, a great question. We've actually been in the North Bay since 1981,
wow,
but we have been delivering on this college success model for the past 20 years. We are reaching about 10,000 students across 7 Bay Area counties with our deepest and greatest reach here in the North Bay.
Oh, wonderful.
This year, we're supporting about 555 students from Sonoma County go to college with about $1 million in support.
Well, I urge our listeners to support this program by going to this dinner Thursday, November 1st at the Green Music Center at Sonoma State. I guess for information, the best thing to do is to, if you need more information, call 415-451-4016. Online, it's 10,000, one with four zeros, degrees.org. Thank you very much for coming in, and thanks very much for what you do, Kim.
Thanks so much, Roland. Pleasure to be here.
Great, and thank you folks out there for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.